Psalm 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. I will do what? I will bless the Lord at all times. Psalm 34:1. His praise shall what? Continually be where? Whew. Wow. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. So how do I bless the Lord? I bless him with my gratitude, thanksgiving, and my praise, my worship. It's a common thing to praise God. It shouldn't be all something that gets you all uptight, make you ashamed. And is God good? Is he worthy of praise? I believe that, you know, you don't try to do everything. You just, you know, the same way every time you gather in assembly, there are different ways you should be open to direction of the Holy Spirit. But I think we ought to lose it sometimes. Some of us never moved before. I think we all just get up and go wild. Just shock everybody. Hello? Well, I just been laid back like this all my life. Well, it's time for you to get up out of your laid back position and show some expression of gratitude. Amen. Am I right? Praise God. I'm not getting too much strong feedback. Somebody should say, yes! Glory to God, yes! Hallelujah. Amen. Because the more you praise him, we'll get to some of this later on. The more you praise God, the more you'll see him manifest. It's something about praise God loves. He loves praise. He deserves it. He created us for it. And you should do it. And when you don't, you are missing something in your life that you should be enjoying. Amen. Praise God. And I know we all got to grow up some more. None of us in here is grown. Amen. So listen to this. Let's go back to Psalm 107. I'm going to read a few verses. Then I want to talk about the other side of praise a little bit. Okay? Psalm 107. So follow me on the stream, everybody. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. Keep going. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Who he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Think about it. You and I have been delivered, been redeemed from the hand of Satan. Satan will never own you and me again. Woo. And we can't praise God for that. I've been redeemed. I've been bought. I've been purchased. I've been purchased. I've been bought. I've been paid for. I have a new owner. I have a new master. And Satan will never own me again. I'll never be a slave to sin again. Woo. So I'm going to lift my voice and say, thank you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I'm yours. You're mine. We are one together. Whoo, glory to God. So let the redeemer of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed out of the hand of the enemy. Keep going. And what? And gather them out of the land from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. Keep going. They wandered in the wilderness in a what? Solitary way, like a desert. It was a way that was destructed, destituted, didn't have no Satan dwelling place, just no, like they was abandoned. But they went in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no what? No city to dwell in. They was like outcasts. Keep going. Hungry and thirsty. Their soul did what? Fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And he delivered them out of their distresses. Oh, glory. You ever been in a place where you were troubled, distressed, didn't know what to do, didn't have no place to go, ever been without? Now, I've been fortunate all my life to be raised in a family, and I had a daddy and a mama, parents that provided for us well. Daddy was a good provider. But boy, when I got to Vietnam, I was in some places that had some, it brought on some distress, trouble, you getting shot at. That was the longest year of my life. I think I lived 5 years in that 1 year. But in that was the longest year of my life, people. Amen. And he delivered me out of my trouble. The Lord, I cried to the Lord. I said, Lord, if you get me out of here, if you get me out of here, whatever you say do, I'll do it. And believe me, he did deliver me out of my distresses, my troubles. I mean, you can imagine when you know somebody shooting at you. And you can't see no bullet, but you can hear the sound of them. You don't believe that put a little stress on you? My. Then you get in between some guys and the people you're in between, they get shot, both of them. They got shot dead, if that's the right way to say it. They was killed. Anyway, they got killed. One of them, I know. And Jack came to see me. Jack got his eyes and nose, and they reconstructed his face, but he lost his eyes. He never could see again. And I was standing in between this that happened. You don't think that'll put something on your minds? But the Lord delivered me out of my distresses. He delivered me. Let's keep going. And he led them forth by where? The right way. That they might go to a city, a habitation, a city that had some stuff in it. Food, clothes, and house, and shelter. But out in that desert, they didn't have anything. Hungry. thirsty, destituted. But he delivered them and then led them to a city that had habitation. Keep going.